Time Check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Chief Chikwanda concerned over gold mining pollution in Mpika district. Stanbic Bank says Lubambe mine relaunch to boost Zambia's copper output. And in global news, outrage in Kenya over detention of software developer. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Chief Chikwanda of the Bemba people of Mpika district in Muchinga province has expressed concern over increasing levels of environmental pollution linked to gold mining activities in Kanyelele area, warning that the use of hazardous chemicals such as cyanide and mercury are endangering both human health and food security in the area. Speaking when officials from the Planet Gold Zambia project called on him at his palace this afternoon, Chief Chikwanda described the pollution crisis as a looming time bomb, particularly for cassava farming, which sustains most households in the district. The traditional leader has emphasized the urgent need for better regulation of artisanal and small-scale mining operations in the district, saying that while mining can support livelihoods, it must be done responsibly. He has called for immediate action to regulate and monitor the use of harmful substances such as mercury and cyanide, both of which he said are already contaminating water bodies such as the Chambeshi River. Chief Chikwanda is further concerned over the lack of visible benefits from the gold mining activities in the area, stating that local communities, including elderly residents, are not seeing any returns.
We know people should have a living, but we should also care for our environment. You mentioned mercury, that has been my concern. Then apart from mercury, more dangerously, the other chemical substance that they use is cyanide. And cyanide is very, very soluble. It dissolves in the waters of the rivers, then it is washed away. Then looking at our way of living here, we depend so much on cassava. Then the cassava plant has got an high affinity for cyanide. So now we are getting that industrial cyanide into the cassava crops, which I feel it's quite a time bomb.
Stanbic Bank has welcomed the relaunch of the Lubambe copper mine, saying it is a boost to Zambia's mining productivity and a step towards achieving the country's target of 3 million metric tons of copper production by 2031. Speaking on the sidelines of the relaunched Lubambe copper mine in Chililawombwe on the Copperbelt province recently, Bank Head of Corporate and Investment Banking Helen Lubamba praised the Chinese investor JCHX for reigniting copper productivity at the mine. Ms. Lubambe observed that private sector partnerships with government were bearing fruit and are resulting in renewed investment in the country's mining industry. She also emphasized the Stanbic's commitment to supporting the mining sector, including suppliers and SMEs connected to the industry. The relaunch of Lubambe copper mine is expected to significantly contribute to government's effort to increase copper output, with a design capacity to process 2.5 million metric tons of ore annually.
The relaunch is really talking to the next phase, which is expansion program, They're targeting about 2.5 million metric tons coming out of production, which will result in finished copper production of up to or more than 40,000 tons. So quite a big contribution to the 3 million metric tons a year that we're targeting in the next 10 years. I mean, our motto is we drive Zambia's growth, and that is our purpose for being here. So identifying those sectors that will have significant impact. Mining is a key sector for that. What comes with mining is not just the mining project itself, but the impact it has on the community, the contractors, the suppliers, the individuals, the contribution to the families, and we know the expansive and multiple effect that a mining employee can have.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo has urged the Zambia Police Service to operate more effectively, professionally, and in a community-centered manner. Speaking at the opening of a senior supervisory management course for police station officers in Lilai today, Mr. Mwimbo emphasized the importance of strengthening knowledge in areas such as cybercrime, human rights, and public order management. The minister said the training will be conducted in two phases, involving 161 officers in charge drawn from all provinces to address the core competences that every officer in charge may possess. He has encouraged the officers to continue in learning and development, assuring government support for a reformed police service.
You are an exemplary student and often the face of justice, order and security for the people. In two phases. Moreover, I'm informed and encouraged by the broad and inclusive structure of the curriculum, which brings together facilitators and experts from within the Zambia Police Service, NIPA, DEC, ACC, Smart Zambia, and other strategic institutions.
And Inspector General of Police, Graphel Musamba, says the training is timely for officers who are frontline operational leaders and often the most visible embodiment of the law, adding that their leadership influences not only internal discipline, but also public confidence in the service. Central Member of Parliament Frank Tayali has urged the Ndola City Council to proactively monitor Constituency Development Fund, the CDF projects, from inception to completion to avoid wasting time and resources. Mr. Tayali made the call today when he handed over grants to 147 groups and opened the Peter Singogo Market in Ndola. He has stated that it is important for the local authority to value the importance of effective project management and oversight in ensuring the successful implementation of CDF projects.
You, the local authority, must help us. It is our duty, like I said earlier, to identify the projects. We approve them. We hand them over to you for the recruitment process of contractors. Once that is done, we urge you to respect the directive by the President that contractors must also be local contractors. They must come from within the constituency. If the constituents have not been able to supply the requisite contractors, look within the district.
Speaking earlier, Ndola Mayor John Scagliati urged the recipients of the grants to put them to good use in order to improve their businesses and livelihoods. In global news, Kenyans have expressed outrage over the detention of a software